Cork City is known for its steep and narrow hills, and now one in particular, Richmond Hill on the city's north side, has become a favourite of Google Maps and sat-navs for all the wrong reasons. What should be a no-go area for heavy trucks and HGVs has become instead something of a route of choice, leading to tight corners for truckers dependent on their direction technology and frustration for local residents. Joe O'Shea, the editor of Cork Beo, can tell us more about this. Maybe, Joe, you'd locate Richmond Hill for us, for those of us not so familiar with Cork City.
Okay, if you know Patrick's Hill, which is the famously steep hill right in the city centre, on the north side of the city across from Parliament Bridge, Richmond Hill runs parallel to that, and it's even steeper and it's even narrower than Patrick's Hill. So people who know Cork City well will know that it's a really hard place to drive around the best of times. Lots of one-way systems, lots of steep hills, narrow streets, and Cork people have a very creative approach to parking. So it's become a real black spot, and it keeps happening over and over again. Trucks keep getting jammed there.
Is Richmond Hill mainly residential, or is it an access route for mainly cars?
It's not. It's residential, and it starts off at Bell's Field, which is the famous site from the Young Offenders. If people know the Young Offenders, they'll know it's the field on the top of Patrick's Hill that looks across to Shandon. So it starts off narrow, and it gets even narrower, and it's mostly old Georgian and Victorian houses. And at the bottom of the hill, it gets incredibly steep and incredibly narrow. And what happens is it's mostly delivery drivers and guys in trucks start off at the top of the hill. And by the time they get down there, they can't reverse. They can't get around. There's an incredibly sharp turn at the bottom on Hardwick Street. And in November, a truck actually hit a wall, hit a house at the bottom of the hill because it just couldn't get around, and the guy couldn't maneuver out of there.
Surely there's a simple solution. Talk to Google Maps.
Here's the problem. Google Maps doesn't have an overlay for HGVs, for trucks, which has been a big kind of gripe for truck drivers for years. You can get special apps, but they cost money for truck drivers. So you can also complain to Google Maps, and it's fairly easy to do. They have a form. But unfortunately, I know that lots of people on Richmond Hill have been constantly complaining to Google Maps, and nothing's happened. It hasn't changed.
What happens if you complain to Cork City Council? Could they not put up a few signs saying
there is
no-go area for trucks?
There is a little sign at the very top of Richmond Hill that says not suitable for HGVs. But the last time I saw it, it was covered over in graffiti. And I think the problem is modern truck drivers don't really look at signs anymore. They follow their Google Maps. They follow their sat navs, yeah. And they are blindly following this this route. And it's ending in disaster every time for them. Yeah. They've actually had to use a heavy lifting recovery vehicle to turn around, to lift up a truck and turn it around to get it out of the bottom of the hill there.
It's a serious issue, isn't it? Because, you know, you said it's a residential area. Somebody could get hurt.
Somebody could get hurt, but also it's at the junction is very close to the N20, the main Cork Limerick road, where it comes into the city. Every time this happens, and it's happening very regularly, the whole place becomes jammed up. The Keys is close to the Keys, the North Keys. So it's causing huge traffic problems every time it happens, and it's happening over and over again.
All right. Well, Joe O'Shea, you're beating the drum for Richmond Hill. That's Joe O'Shea, editor of Cork Beo. We'll see what happens. It's 2 minutes to 9.